Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Under a Shady Tree with Lord Terry and come on in, grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These Southern Pagan boys are about to start their talk. Here's Lord Terry and Lord Onyx.
And good evening, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and this is Under a Shady Tree with Terry and Robin. And Onyx is not with us doing this show anymore. It is now Terry and Robin. So welcome, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good wherever in the world you are. We're just excited you're with us. And my lady, Robin, are you there?
I am indeed here. Excuse me.
Hey. All right. That makes it a wonderful night. All that. All right. So how are you doing tonight, my love?
Oh, you know, homework issues with the child. Other than that, we're okay. We're having a good day. I'm interested to hear what our guest this evening has to say about the Pittsburgh Pagan Pride and where he is now. I think he's at Earth Warrior Festival or something like that. So I'm sure we'll be an interesting interview this evening.
All right, very cool. Well, I guess, though, without much further ado, let's go ahead and bring Silver on.
Awesome.
And Silver, hello. Are you with us?
I am.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, so you're out there at Earth Warrior Festival.
Yes, I am at Earth Warriors, which is outside of Clarksville, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. It's a multicultural path. You have your Wiccans, your Anglo-Saxons. You have your Norse traditions up there. And what's great about it is I like to refer to it, it's like a meeting of the minds. People come here to learn and to share one another's past. This is my second year here, and I'm very excited to be calling you from here.
Cool.
So what are you doing out there?
I'm sorry?
I said, so what's going on out there? What all is going on at this event?
Well, it's a Thursday through Sunday event. Tonight is their homecoming dance. I'm not sure if you can quite hear in the background, but I know I can hear through the cabin wall. They are having the homecoming dance, which is a luau tonight. You get a lot of special speakers throughout the rest of the week. Alaric Albertson is one of them. I'll be doing a workshop on herbalology. Taryn Martin, who's also in my cabin, he'll be doing, well, he actually already did his workshop today, and his was Everyday Paganism.
Oh, very cool.
Awesome. We have there's some musical guests here. You got Kellyanna, who will also be at Pittsburgh Pagan Pride Day with us. And I hope I say this right. It's Pitkiss, which is a bunch of drums, and you have a bagpipe, and I think that's all you need. They have some big sound.
Sounds like it, yeah. That sounds like fun.
Sounds very cool. All right, so for all of our listeners that may not know exactly what you're up to and what's going on with you, why don't you take a few minutes and go ahead and take a few minutes. You know, don't rush. Don't
okay.
You know, tell our listeners all about yourself.
Well, I am from the greater Pittsburgh area. I have been in the pagan community for almost a decade now. And I've had the pleasure of just watching it blossom into the beautiful thing it is today. I also have the pleasure of being the spokesperson for Pittsburgh Pagan Pride Day.
Nice. It's a tough thing to put on every year, Pagan Pride.
You know what? It really is. And if you sit back and you actually listen to what the community wants, it makes a big difference. It's not about what I want to see. It's about what they want to see.
Right, absolutely.
And
I come from an event organizer background as well, so I appreciate people who do it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, everybody's input matters. Our committee is completely open to anyone who just wants to walk in and throw ideas at us. And a lot of them we take into deep consideration.
That's awesome.
Yes. When is that coming up? What all is going to be going on?
Well, Pittsburgh Pagan Pride Day, that starts on October 3rd. It's from 11 o'clock till 7 at night. Our keynote speakers are Raven Kamasi as well as Stephanie Taylor. Kellyanna is going to be there as our musical guest. We have Matthew Hughes, who is a local Celtic artist. I'm interested in hearing him because I've actually never heard of him before. But from my understanding, he's been around for 10 years doing Renaissance festivals and Irish festivals. And he does all the Irish drinking songs as well as a lot of folk songs.
It doesn't get much better than Irish drinking songs.
Exactly, yes. So that's going to be exciting, and he'll keep our toes tapping the whole day. And we also have a lot of local people who are doing some workshops, as well as the pleasure of having Alaric Albertson doing the closing ritual, as well as his herb workshop there as well.
Yeah, he was on our he was on this show a couple of weeks ago. We enjoyed talking to him quite a bit.
He's a great guy. I love picking his brain.
Oh yeah. So while you're talking for a moment here about Pagan Pride, are you guys affiliated with the National Pagan Pride, or is this like a...
Yes, we are. We are signed on with Nationals. One of the requirements of that is donating to the food bank, which we have the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank. We're looking for £1 per person as admission, because this is a free event. We want to give back to the community as best we can. We also brought on a second charity, which is the Animal Rescue League Shelter and Wildlife Center. That's a total optional thing to do. Anything can be brought in for that, as far as dog food, cat litter. They need it all, blankets.
Right. Even simple stuff like collars and...
Exactly. Leashes. They can be slightly used.
Yep, sure.
They do tremendous work. This is our first year sponsoring them, and I'm interested to see how much we can help.
Awesome. I always like to see people in the community giving back. I think it's so important.
And I think it comes as a shock to some people to see, you know, folks who don't understand what the pagan path really is.
Yeah.
And to see, oh my goodness, all these guys are bringing in 200 pounds of food, you know.
Right.
It does us wonders as a community.
Yep, I totally agree.
Yeah, now the food that you bring in for the food bank, is it a pagan pantry kind of food bank, or is it a community
No, it's an actual food bank for Pittsburgh. They have multiple locations, and the food gets distributed. It's open to anyone. There is no discrimination. You literally just walk in and sign some papers, and, you know, you're there if you need it.
Okay, it's not supposed we have to listen to some sermon or something to get a morsel of food or anything.
No, no. That's one of the requirements for nationals is to give to your local food bank. Pittsburgh Food Bank is great to work with, and they do a lot of work in the community outside of, you know, just feeding the hungry.
Very cool.
All right, very cool. So who all did you say was coming to the Pittsburgh Pagan Pride? Or
again, keynote speakers, that's going to be Raven Grimassi and Stephanie Taylor. Mm. Musical guest Kellyanna, as well as Matthew Hughes, and our own Alaric Albertson.
Okay. Yeah, I did ask that. I apologize. Or you had already said it.
I'm having
one of those nights tonight.
Wow, that's quite all right. I completely understand.
We just saw Raven and Stephanie down at the Florida Pagan Gathering in the spring. And
really?
Took some really great classes with them and had the opportunity to just sit and chat. They're great people.
They're doing two workshops with us. They're going to be doing communicating with ancestral spirits,
mm-hmm.
as well as spirits of the Greenwood Realm,
mm-hmm.
which both sound very interesting.
Yeah, get Raven talking about plants and trees and stuff. It's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Now, you guys, aside from the Pagan Pride event, do you guys have any other events? Do you run drum circles or open rituals during the year?
Well,
do the Pagan
you do
Pride?
It all year. The one thing about Pagan Pride Day is you can't make it just one day. You have to be there all year round. You have to be in the public's eye, the people's faces.
Mm-hmm.
We do many fundraiser events, and not only for ourselves, but for others.
Mm-hmm.
We do a garage sale / yard sale every year. It's usually a big hit, and all the leftover items that we're not able to sell get donated to the VFW for veterans.
Oh, nice.
We also do a couple karaoke nights, which bring in a lot of folks that normally wouldn't go to a pagan event because it's not so much a pagan event as it is like-minded folks having fun together.
Right, yeah.
We also do one large event, which is Pagans in the Park, which I have the pleasure of usually running with it. And it's unlimited to all. So
mm-hmm.
any local group, any local coven that wants to come in and present themselves, no one's turned away. Any local vendor, whatever you sell, whatever you make, are able to attend. It's unlimited.
Cool.
And it's grown out of proportion. It's our largest fundraiser today. And without the help of the Pittsburgh GLCC, we wouldn't have had a successful year. They actually came in and they sponsored us this year.
Mm-hmm.
Our head sponsor is the Pittsburgh GLCC. They donated all the food for Pagans in the Park. Didn't want a dime back. Like, you know, who else is going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
So we work very well together. And next
for
year,
those of us
we're going.
Who, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but for those of us who don't know, what is the GLCC?
That is the Gay and Lesbian Community Center
okay.
of Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Were you wondering too, Terry? Because I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I was.
It might be. It might be called different things in different places.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And you say they're one of your big sponsors this year? Or the
they have donated more than enough this year. So whatever we can do to help them back, you know, we got each other's back. It's two communities here that work very well together.
That's awesome. I always love to see that.
Well,
and that's really the way to make things go.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about the group then, if y'all are being all partners and stuff. Let's share with our listeners some information about that group. Anything that you know about them?
About the GLCC?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, the Gay and Lesbian Community Center, what they do is they help anyone in the gay community, mostly with domestic stuff, as well as support, practices of safe sex. And just like the pagan community, like showing you that you're not alone, that you're not the only person that feels and thinks the way you do. So two separate missions, but we work well together.
Yeah, very cool. So this, you know, you were saying that you know, the Pagan Pride is a year-round, year-round kind of activity leading up to the day of the Pagan Pride Day. Now,
yes.
Are you as soon as it's over, you start planning for next year? I mean, how
exactly?
How long does it
I
take
actually,
to plan
like,
for it?
I actually keep saying, like, as excited as I am next week to be doing this, I can't wait to start on next year because we get so many new ideas, so many new participants, and every year it's bigger and better.
Mm. So you kind of prefaced it for us that you've been in the pagan community for 10 years, but why don't you tell us, Silver, a little bit about how you found your way into the pagan lifestyle, if you don't mind. Give us a little background
sure, absolutely.
About who you are.
See, 10 years ago, there wasn't Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
There were some social media sites that I wasn't even aware of at the time, but I actually used to communicate with other local groups that I didn't even know they were out there through Yahoo groups. And I wanted to meet like-minded people. I knew I wasn't the only person that thought about life the way, you know, I do. So I would actually put up little tear-off tabs in little cafes and any message boards that I was allowed. And a group of friends of myself, we would host potlucks in a metaphysical store's basement once a month. And they grew over 3 years from 8 people to 50-something people. And then I knew that there was a community out there. And there was little clicks. And it wasn't until you had the power of social media like Facebook that was able to pull all these little clicks together. I had the pleasure of doing meetup.com for a while, and I headed up the PPMG, which was the Pittsburgh Pagan Meetup Group. And we do similar things, but raising money for ourselves, just like Pride Day was, where we'd have little public rituals and picnics and workshops. And that's exactly what we're doing now, only on a large scale. It's
mm-hmm.
just to see how it's grown, you know, and what social media can really do bringing people together.
You know, it's funny that you should bring up the topic of social media. I have been planning pagan events for going on over 20 years now.
Oh, wow.
And when Facebook came on the scene, it changed. People didn't want to come out to the face-to-face events so much anymore. And I think that some of that is starting to come back over the last couple of years. But initially, it was sort of like everybody said, oh, I don't have to spend the money to go to events anymore. I can just talk to everybody online.
Yeah.
And I think
there was
just
that
about
illusion of connectedness. That's what I call it, the illusion of connectedness.
Yep, the illusion of connectedness.
I have 4,700 friends on my page. I don't have 4,700 friends. Come on.
Right.
Exactly, exactly. I know 35 of them.
yeah, exactly. And so I'm glad that, you know, the Pagan Pride events have sort of come along to sort of, you know, instead of having to plan multi-day festivals, running 5 tracks of workshops and, you know, having all these, you know, headliners and whatnot, Pagan Pride, the one-day events sort of came in to fill that void. But it's unfortunate that a lot of the longer, you know, 3 and 4 day events like the Earth Warrior Festival you're at right now really took a beating during that time period. But over the last couple of years, I've seen it starting to come back. And in particular, out there in the Ohio and Indiana, it seems like the middle of the country has finally decided, oh, well, maybe we would like to have these multi-day events.
We always go back to our roots.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We have a lot to teach one another, and I think that's the main message.
Absolutely. There's a great community out in Indiana that
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, Terry was starting to say something. Go ahead, Terry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just going to say that we've spoken at three events this season, and it's good to see that there's so much going on, and a couple of them were at this community in Indiana that Robin was just starting to talk about, so I was just going to step back and let her talk about that. But, you know, I see a lot of, you know, when I first got into the community and got really active in the community about 20 years ago, there were events everywhere.
Yeah.
Events all the time. And, you know, you could go somewhere. You know, I was going once a month to an event. And
that's how my fall season is. Every weekend I'm in a different city.
Yeah.
And that's one great thing about, you know, Pagan is you have to get out there. You have to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Most pagans are very well traveled people.
Yeah.
You find that very common across the board because you have to, you know, you have to go out there and find us.
Yeah, so we're looking at next season, hopefully doing maybe four or five festivals. So.
Oh, wow. You're going to be tired.
It's hard.
Yeah, well, you know. But, I mean, it's what you got to do, you know. It's how you get yourself out
there.
It's
always for a great cause.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, we love going to events and sharing with people and, you know, I mean, I'm sure you know when you get that aha moment.
Exactly.
On somebody's face,
yes.
When you're in a workshop, man, it just that makes the whole trip worthwhile.
Yes. Even if you have only changed one or two people's minds, you know, it was worth the trip.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
if you can touch one person's life
person.
And help them.
Yeah, but then it's exponential because they go out and help one or two or three people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and then. They share it again, and it can snowball. So,
the pebble,
you know,
in
so
the pond.
Any little bit we can do.
Yes. I know, like, everybody on our committee, most everyone, let's say there's about 20-something people on our committee. We have a pretty large committee here in Pittsburgh for Pride Day. We all traveled together pretty much to Cleveland Pagan Pride Day to support them and to network with them. And every one of those same people were just in Morgantown 2 weeks ago at their Pagan Pride Day. So it's a matter of, like, going out to support one another, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had made the joke that we had traveled all the way to Morgantown to see the people we just saw last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we're there to support them, you know. And they do the same for us.
That's the way the community is supposed to function.
It is. That's the way we're supposed to be. Now, Robin, you were starting to talk about that community out in Indiana, so I didn't get into it, but...
Well, yeah, we've just been real fortunate to have been sort of pulled into this community in Indiana that I think originated at one campground but has now moved to another campground. A bunch of people from that original group bought their own land, and they've made this campground, Camp Midian, in Indiana, and the people there are just... all of them pulling together. They bought this abandoned quarry land.
Wow.
And they've all banded
kind of like
together.
A sanctuary.
Yeah. And they've all banded together, and every weekend they're all out there cleaning out the garbage and, you know, laying in new sand and cutting down trees and building structures. And it's just so invigorating to see and so exciting to see people pulling together like that. And
yes.
So that's really what's going on out there. But as the opposite, you know, I see other communities that I used to be really close with, the community in New Jersey where I used to live, and that has sort of fallen apart over the last several years. It's
you
not
need
what
a couple
it was.
Special people to just step up and make that difference.
Yep, that's true. Now, one of the things that I know is an issue out there in the community, because people talk to me about it, is being still in today's day and age, people being outed by going to events and perhaps inadvertently having their face in a picture and the picture being posted on Facebook without their knowledge. How do you guys handle, because I'm hearing this a lot from people.
Like, I'm actually, like, on the first page of our brochure, for Pagan Pride Day, it pretty much states, you know, we can't be responsible for every person with a camera.
Right.
That there is going to be videotaping, there is going to be pictures. You know, it's forewarned on the website. Mm-hmm. I think if you give people fair enough warning, I mean, it's the 21st century. Everybody who has a phone has a camera.
Mm-hmm.
That this is going to happen. And if you're somewhere where you're not supposed to be, you know, you got to take that into consideration, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find it too much of a problem here. I don't think I've ever heard of that complaint here, but as far as being outed, yeah, I can understand that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think today with certain software, like facial recognition software, and employers are running that when they're doing checks on people. Mm-hmm. If you have, you know, if you want to get a job as a postal worker and they're going to run a federal, you know, ID check on you, they can use softwares like that and pull up every picture of you that's anywhere on the internet. I mean, it's scary now what they can do.
It is, yeah.
So that's why I think it's sort of in the city areas where it's becoming more of a concern. So, and I think that may be playing a part in also why there's been a small decline in attendance at some festivals over the last few years. But as I said earlier, I do feel that it is coming back and that people are starting to go back to festivals.
Yes. So. Yeah, that does play a big role in it. And you have a lot of, like, your people out there making a huge difference. Like, we in Pittsburgh, we have the Hills and River Local Council, which is a covenant mm-hmm. of the goddess. Mm-hmm. These are the people that you would go to in our community if you were being discriminated against at work. These are the mm-hmm. people who know the pagan lawyers,
mm-hmm.
You know, who know the rights of the workplace. So there are people out there trying to make a difference. There are people that you can go to. You're never alone in the pagan mm-hmm. community. That's the wonderful thing about it.
Mm.
All right, well, very cool. Hey, this is just about a good pause place. Let's go ahead and take a short break. And I've got a song queued up by Darv the Bard called Imrama. It is a soul quest. So we're going to listen to Imrama by Darv the Bard, and we'll be back here in a few minutes. Everybody stick around, and we'll be back with Silver talking about the Pittsburgh community. So hang around.
Life's a symphony, sing grandmother's music box with a tune I knew so well. Faces of lovers come and gone, a glass full of tears, and as I watch they fade away back into distant years. All a part of who I am, my hopes and dreams and fears. 'Cause life's a symphony, so sing along, sing along. Each note a harmony in our song, in our song. See what I have found, a feather and a silver coin are lying on the ground.
There is one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it, we accept it, and we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
To Terry and Onyx on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you, Virginia.
I love our background. I love our rejoin music. Hey, and welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power. You're listening to Under a Shady Tree with Terry and Robin. And Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. I am working on my second cup of tea, and I am happy to be awake.
Yeah, you sound perky in there now.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yes. All right. Well, very cool. And we are joined tonight by Silver, and Isaborn, is that how you say that?
Zelda Silver Isaborn. That's my magical name, my Facebook name, but all the cool kids, they call me Silver.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So we're in the cool kids group because you told us.
You are in the cool kids section.
I'm gonna have to go out to the smoke hole now and get a cigarette. Anyway, one of the things I was thinking during the break, you had talked about some of the things and that you guys do between pagan pride.
Yes.
You got the and going and supporting other people, but I mean, are there any like social get-togethers that you guys do over there in Pittsburgh? I used to be a part of Dayton Area Pagans Network when I lived in Dayton, Ohio.
Okay, yeah.
And And so we would get together and do social things that didn't necessarily have anything to do with going to a festival or anything like that. So, I mean, is there stuff like that that you guys do? Or?
Well, there are little things that we're starting up. For example, just last week we did a pagan litter walk where we did there's the Three Rivers Heritage Trail, which is about 3 miles long in Pittsburgh. We cleared up 7 large bags of garbage on a 3.5-mile walk.
Awesome.
We're starting to do more community-oriented stuff. And it doesn't have to be your pagan workshops and your vendors, where we can just go out and do a community difference.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, and for our, and you know, we always talk about being, you know, nature-loving tree huggers. And
yes,
if we
exactly.
do something like getting out and doing cleanup, then we're putting our energy where our mouth is and setting
mm-hmm.
an example.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I could not believe the thank yous that we had gotten on that trail that day. Just every other person biking or hiking by or walking their dog stopped for a second and said, thank you. They didn't know who we were. They didn't know what we represented.
Mm-hmm.
They just saw people out there doing different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you, if you contact your city or state, they may have... Like an part of the Riverwalk, they may have an adopt-a program.
We actually have a couple people working with the city now. And the city had actually that day donated trash cans for further work. They'll donate, you know, the rakes and whatnot we need.
Mm-hmm.
So the city, when we told them that Pittsburgh Pagan Pride Day wanted to help them, they were utterly shocked. One, they'd never heard of us, like most
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
But they, you know, that image in their head of what a pagan truly is,
mm-hmm.
you know, just become a little more clear.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we, as the Mid-Atlantic Pagan Alliance, when I was running that, we used to do a Adopt a Highway program through the state of New Jersey, right along, I think it was Highway 35, as you go out to one of the beaches there. I forget the name of the beach now. It's been many years, but for years the sign was there. You know, Mid-Atlantic Pagan Alliance does the Adopt a Highway thing, and I know when we were done doing that project, the guy from the state called me up and said, do you want the sign? And so I still have the sign, which is kind of cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, and then everybody who walks by sees the sign, which was why I was saying if you work with the state, they'll give you a sign. So.
We're working on that. That was one of the things that we had only did our first litter walk last week. This is
mm-hmm.
something that we want to do bi-monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the more people see how serious you are about something, the more
mm-hmm.
people are going to follow. The more people
yep.
are going to want to come out and lend a hand.
Absolutely.
And that person that might be shy coming to a pagan workshop.
Or a ritual.
Can take a walk. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Can definitely walk with some like-minded folks and pick up some trash.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a good way to get to know
yeah,
people in a non-threatening, you know, situation.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what were you keep mentioning workshops, and I wanted to get back around to this also. You said that you were doing a workshop at the Earth Warriors Festival. And
oh,
I'm personally
not, but this whole
oh, okay.
festival that I'm at is just chock full of them. They bring in a lot of big names as well as local organizers.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Okay. All right. And
so we had a question actually in the chat room.
Sure.
Somebody writing in asking to know if they could bring their dog to Pagan Pride Day.
Well, Pagan Pride Day is going to be at the Universal Unitarian Church of the North Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, unless it is a working animal,
mm-hmm.
they would not be able to bring them to the grounds.
Okay. Always a good question to ask before you bring your animal anywhere, because
absolutely
you don't want to be stuck leaving them in the car. You know, that's a big no-no these days. And you don't want to also. I've always thought it's got to be stressful to bring an animal to anything like that where there's a
exactly.
lot of people.
Exactly. Now, when we do Pagans in the Park every year, that is a pet-friendly event. So it is nice to throw them across the board. I know I have a dog. I love to bring them to any event I can. Morgantown Pagan Pride Day was a pet-friendly event, so I got to bring the dog with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I can completely relate to that question.
Yeah. What kind of dog do you have?
Well, I have a little terrier mutt. He's going on 11 years old, and he has a spunk of a 2-year-old.
Aw. Yeah, I have a dog, too. She's a border collie hound mix, and she's going on 11.
I think it's a pagan thing to have animals.
Well, yeah. I've got a dog. I've got 3 cats and 5 chickens.
Oh, wow.
And a daughter.
Yeah, yeah, and a 9-year-old daughter, yeah.
And 2 neighbors, and oh my, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, I'm kind of reminded of that song by John Denver about Grandma's feather bed. If you don't know the song, go out and go to YouTube and listen to it when we get off the air, and you will understand exactly what I was talking about. But yeah, the old hound's laying here behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, having some kind of dream or something. So,
yeah.
Let's see. There was I was talking about the community activity, social stuff, and yeah, I mean, I know you guys do like a weekly coffee nights and
yeah. One of the great things about just the pagan community, not so much Pittsburgh Pagan Pride. But as far as a pagan community, we're thriving. We weekly have a social event that's called Weekly Pagan Coffee Nights. It's every Wednesday in Harmerville, which is just north of the city. And it's just a place where there's no pressure. There's not necessarily any subject other than you're sitting down with like-minded folks and you're in a public setting, and it makes newcomers a little more at ease.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
No organization runs that. It was originally started by a local coven,
mm-hmm.
And now I head it up and just keep it going. And it's growing. You find a lot of networking at events that don't necessarily have any individuals running it.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Is that how you originally met my coven mate, Niv?
Actually, yes. I actually met her through coffee nights.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Niv and I go way back. Let's put it that way. She's been coming to the mountain here for many years.
As large as I like to think that our local community is, it is as small as it is as well. Like everybody kind of knows everybody here, and
mm-hmm.
I think that's what works great.
Yeah.
There's a lot of your cliques as well as your groups and your local covens, but
mm-hmm.
every one of them seems to work very well together.
That's
just for
wonderful.
Example, like we have the 20 people that are on our committee.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much everybody on that committee belongs to something, whether it's Grove of Gaia,
mm-hmm.
whether it's an ADA. They all belong to something, which is really
mm-hmm.
neat. So it's kind of like a meeting of minds.
That's great. Now, I have a question, and this is from an event organizer's standpoint. I know that at one point we had 13 people on our board, and it drove me insane because we could never get enough people together for a quorum to make a decision. And, I mean, having 20 people on your board, does that ever become an issue?
It can at times. Getting 20 people to agree on everything
mm-hmm.
is hard.
Yeah.
There are 4 of us who head it up, me being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a rule that if the 4 of us can't agree on something, it's thrown out. But as long as the 4 of us can agree on something, it's very easy for us to get other people to follow and
mm-hmm.
and take it from there.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of get that.
You know, there are times where you might have to be a little rude and like, you know, well, we've already thought this out. Thanks for your idea. It's
mm-hmm.
not necessarily being rude. We kind of push it to the side till next time. Because
mm-hmm.
nothing is ever thrown off the table.
Right. Yeah, we kind of did that too. We talked everything to death until we made a decision.
Yeah.
You almost have
to make it clear that you have a direction you're going with, and you can't stray from that. And you have people that want to help too much sometimes.
Yeah. Absolutely. And sometimes when you want to help, you don't think it through, and it becomes a mess at the end. Yeah.
That's why, like, I'm glad that I have three other people to make decisions when I might not make the right one. You know,
I don't claim to
have all the answers, but together we do.
I'm kidding. So, if somebody wanted to get in touch with Pittsburgh Pagan Pride for some reason, how would they do that?
Well, they can go on to the Book of Faces and type in Pittsburgh Pagan Pride Day, and that will bring you up to our main Facebook site where the listing of myself, including the other chair members, are on there.
Mm-hmm.
You can get in touch with me personally at Zelda Silver Isaborn, that's Zelda with an X, on Facebook. I'm very easy to talk to. I'll answer whatever questions I can, and if I can't, I will find you the answers.
Terrific.
Cool.
Wonderful. So, everybody who's listening to us, and I don't know, Silver, if you're aware, but this broadcast is worldwide.
Yes.
So it's not just our local area. So anybody who is listening who could actually physically get to Pittsburgh, why don't you tell us again when the date is for Pagan Pride?
Well, that is going to be on October 3rd. That is the first Saturday of October. Again, it's going to be from 11 to 7 at the Universal Unitarian Church of the North Hills. It's just north of Pittsburgh, about 15 minutes off of 279.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a specific time that ritual will be? What time do classes begin? What time does the day wind down?
Well, doors open at 11 o'clock. Opening ritual will start at 11:15. Kind of a tight schedule there.
Mm-hmm.
And Alaric Albertson will be doing our closing ritual at 7 o'clock.
Okay, cool. Drum circle or anything like that?
There is going to be a drum circle that's going to be in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm. People know to bring their drums. So.
Yes, please. Bring your drums, your dizzeridoos, your bongos.
Noisemakers of all kinds.
Noisemaking devices.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay. That's terrific. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I wish we could make it, but I know we have another obligation that day.
It's all right. There's always next year.
That's it. There you go. Maybe I'll put in a proposal for us to teach at next year's. We'll
that would be awesome. You got the end with me.
Okay.
All right. Well, where would we sit? Just so. All right. Well, I'll email you after the show and find out where are we supposed to send those.
Oh, absolutely. I can send you a workshop proposal form, and that goes for anyone that might be listening. Anyone that wants to get involved, please contact us. We will get you in.
There you go.
Oh, sounds great.
Let's see.
All right, we're 10 minutes away from the top of the hour, so it's time to start the wrap-up. I guess, get my lady, if you would tell people how to get in touch with us.
Okay.
And that kind of fun stuff.
If you'd like to email either Terry or I, you can email us both at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. We both share that email address and we look at it. I look at it about every day or so. In the subject, please put something that pertains to what your email is about so I know to open it. Otherwise, because we get a lot of junk email. If you want to get in touch with me specifically, you can go to my Facebook page for my show, which is Spiritual Wellness Physical Health, which airs on Monday nights here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also get in touch with me at my Facebook page at Robin A. McKean. And, PM me, of course. And if you want to get in touch with Terry, Terry, your Facebook page, his public figure page is Rev Terry Power HP, and you can certainly get in touch with him there or on his personal page, Terry Power, either one. And if you want to get in touch with us at the radio station, and I always screw this one up, it is SURN at...
Yeah, you did. It is SURN.org at gmail.com.
I always want to put the Gmail before the org. I don't know why, but I can never remember that one.
I don't know either, but it's SURN.org
at
gmail.com. I also think you forgot to mention Little Stone Bridge Pathworking's Facebook page.
Yes, I did. Little Stone Bridge Pathworking's page. On Facebook as well. You can get in touch with Terry and I. And in particular, if you'd like us to come and do workshops for anything that you may have, an event, or, you know, even if it's just your coven, you want us to come and do a teaching, you can contact us through Little Stonebridge Pathworkings.
Absolutely. And the radio station also has a Facebook page, Spiritual Unity Radio Network, and we've got announcements about all the shows that are going on. Right now we're three nights a week, and we're about to add a couple of new hosts. So we're getting excited about some of the growth that's going to be happening here at the Spiritual Unity Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking for me with that Terry Power, make sure you pick the one in North Copley, Pennsylvania, because there's some other lucky devils out there with the same name, and I don't want to be confused with them. So let's see, and also follow me on Twitter at RevCherryPowerHP. Let's see. So we got a few minutes left. So, Silver, did you have any final thoughts you wanted to share with our listeners about anything?
Sir. Well, we had briefly talked about a time period that we're trying to overcome, where, you know, people may be outed in the pagan community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Greater Pittsburgh Pagan Pride Day is all about. There is strength in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Just like your gay community, you know, to find out someone's gay at work, it's a lot different when there's thousands of other people that are also. And it's the same with the pagan community.
Mm-hmm.
There's strength in numbers, and that's why you need Pittsburgh Pagan Pride Day. That's why you need Pride Day in general.
Mm-hmm.
It gets the word out there. It shows that people aren't alone, and you might not be the only person in your office that's pagan.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell a quick story about this here. I went to pick my daughter up. I live in a very small town in a very Christian-oriented community in Pennsylvania, and in the middle of nowhere. And I went down to pick up my daughter, and I had been cleaning the house, and I had on a T-shirt that had all kinds of pagan symbols on it. And this woman who I knew her as a grandmother of one of my daughter's classmates, came over to me, and she said, "Are you pagan?" And I said, "Yeah." "Me too. I never knew that." And the girls have known each other since preschool. So, and I've known this woman since then. And it was just finally, you know, she saw the stuff on my shirt. I guess she'd never seen my pentacle around my neck or never noticed it. But so you never know. They're, you know, we're out there.
Exactly. It could be the person next to you. And again, you can't say it enough. There's strength in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are rapidly approaching the top of the hour, so let's go ahead and say thank you, Silver, for coming on tonight and sharing.
Thank you, Silver.
Thank
it was
you.
A pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
You guys got going on. And thank all of our listeners, the activity in the chat room, and just everybody that listens to this show, whether it's live or in the archives, because I know we got a whole lot more archive listens than we do live listens. If you're enjoying the show, try to listen live and tell all your friends. So, you know, people know how to, you know what's going on here. And so, you know, share all of that with your friends and come see us on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursday nights. We're here under a shady tree every Thursday night. Robin and Lisa are spiritual wellness, physical health on Monday nights. And on Tuesday is my power hours. And very often Robin's on there as a co-host with me. We talk about kind of mostly educational stuff on Tuesday nights or do rituals. All of our on-air rituals are on Tuesday nights. And under a shady tree, we just talk to people and hang out. So you want to tell people a little bit about Monday night's show?
Monday nights, we talk about all kinds of things, everything from recipes and crafts to more serious issues and healing modalities. Sometimes we interview, we've had interviews with Hugo Dominguez and with Millie Knox and I don't know, who else have I interviewed? Owl, you know, Jackie Sutton. Lots of people, and Rachel Ginther, who's a wonderful, she makes flower essences and participates in other healing modalities. So you never know what you're going to get when you tune in on Monday night, but it's always fun. Lisa and I have a blast every week, and I just love doing the show with her. So tune in and come and laugh with us.
Yeah. And next week I'll be doing the shows. I will be in Dallas, Texas for my day job. So all three shows next week will be for my participation will be from Dallas, Texas. So if you're out in that direction, get in touch with me and we'll see if we can get together and have a cup of coffee and swap a few stories. It's always good to meet the listeners and, you know, when I'm out and about. So let's see. I think that is about it. Again, just a big thank you to everyone involved. Silver for being with us tonight. Robin just for being my partner. And everything you bring into my life. So
thank you. Yeah, thank you.
And all of our listeners. So with that, I think it is time to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.